Data collection specialists from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service are currently in the field, gathering information from producers on everything from crop acres planted to grain and storage to hog and pig inventories. The information collected between now and mid-month will be published June 30th in a series of major reports providing the first clear indication of potential production and supply of major commodities for 2006. Bob Bass directs the NAS Census and Survey Division. He says NAS surveyors are gathering data right now from literally tens of thousands of ag producers.
For our acreage planted and grain storage, about 73,000 on the national level. And for our swine survey, hogs and pigs, slightly over 10,000. And we use areas of land to get a more localized indication of acreage planted, and that could be as many as 40,000 farm operators.
Bass says getting accurate information from all those ag producers is what makes the reports critical planning tools for ag producers themselves.
It's not the actual report that impacts the price. It's a clear understanding the actual quantity that enters the market, being harvested this fall or pork being sold, that's going to affect the price either up or down. But having reliable information about that future production of pork or crops or grain stored or whatever gives somebody, a producer, farmer, or rancher, an opportunity to make adjustments in their farming and ranching operation that hopefully will be the best decision for them that will affect their bottom line.
That's why Bass encourages ag producers contacted by NAS to respond to survey requests. He says surveys are being conducted through the mail, online, over the phone, and in person. And Bass has some advice if a NAS surveyor calls you or if one shows up on your farm operation.
Don't shoot them. Or if the telephone rings, be sure to answer that telephone and respond to that interviewer. That's the most efficient way to collect data in the best interests of agriculture. But it's very, very important that these data are assembled and they're put out in a timely fashion because they benefit not only the individual producer, but all of agriculture.
Surveys continue through June 15th for the acreage, quarterly stocks of grain, and the quarterly hogs and pigs reports. All the reports will be released June 30th. Reporting for the National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Peter Shin.